This is your daily dose of radio popcorn. Ward and L on Canada Talks.
All right, in just a second, we're going to be joined by a friend of the show, Davin, from Davin's Den, his own internet radio show. It's a very good show, talk show, much like ours, that he does on the internet, davinsden.com. You can check out more about that. We're going to be talking about what's going on over there with Facebook. But first, I want to tell you this story. I think you're going to really like this.
Okay.
So in Texas, you know, where they really love guns, there's an organization called Open Carry Texas.
They like guns more than friends.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Open Carry Texas.
Yeah.
Which is a group that doesn't just want, you know, less gun control. They want the right to openly carry all over the state of Texas or anywhere. Meaning, you know, carrying a gun on your hip.
Yes.
Out in the open, right? So what they do is they walk around carrying protest signs in places where they, those who have the open carry permits, you know, they walk around carrying signs that say, look at us, we open carry, don't be afraid of us, we're good guys with guns, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, Come and Take It, Texas, this is the group affiliated with the open carry movement, is complaining because they have protesters of their own. People, protesters protesting them at a lot of the events that they do, right? And you know what it is? Topless women. Women are showing up topless with protest signs that say things like, you're overcompensating for your real gun.
Amazing.
And boobs for peace. And so these women have said that wherever the open carry people go, they will go as well.
Awesome.
So guess who's getting the most attention?
Boobies.
Right. And it's not the open carry people that people are jumping behind. I think that's absolutely hilarious.
It's wonderful.
What a great way to combat.
Way to go, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, use your powerful boobs for good.
So I've had my Facebook account suspended before because it was decided I requested friends too much. Yeah.
It never stops being funny.
Yeah. I've also had friends who have had their Facebook accounts taken down for posting about shows they're doing, comedy shows, and it's been said, "Oh, you know, you're spamming because you're posting too much about your comedy shows."
I have a male friend who, there was a picture of him and he wasn't technically naked because his hands were covering the bits that God doesn't want you to look at.
Yeah.
But it was enough for one of his friends to report him and him get locked out of his account for a week.
You and I, our Ward and Al Facebook fan page was briefly flagged because I put up a link to an interview we did with the Naked News.
Yeah, we didn't even post it on the page. It was a link.
Yeah, to our website. And it said, oh, by the way, on this website, you can see an interview with the Naked News. We got flagged for that and they almost took down our account because of that. So I've had people that have had theirs taken down because of women wearing low-cut tops. And someone said, oh, I think I can maybe see a nipple. Like, that's how crazy Facebook is. Well, you'd be surprised what actually gets through on Facebook and how people are managing to kind of manipulate Facebook's rules. So here to talk with us about that, the host of Davin's Den, Davin Rosenblatt. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ward. Hey, Al. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Now, Davin, you have a bit of a reputation for doing, and more so than the average talk radio show, and way more than a comedian who hosts a talk radio show, you do a little investigative reporting yourself. You've gone after Nigerian scammers by scamming the scammers, which I think is brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
And you've also done some investigation into other online scams, including, you know, things involving the military and investigations involving the military in the United States. And recently, you brought to my attention people manipulating Facebook fan pages.
Well, not fan pages, actually creating pages that directly violate community standards. You and I were having a conversation about, you know, some of the things that you were just talking about, that you were just telling your audience about, that your page has been a victim of, some of your friends. And what you described really doesn't violate Facebook's community standards, at least if you read them. But there are pages out there which have been brought to my attention, and we investigated more and have been reporting on, that directly violate Facebook's community standards, that constantly get reported to Facebook that they do nothing about. Last week, you and I were talking about some of these animal pages.
Well, that's what I want the listeners to hear. Dear listeners, we're not just talking about, oh, some people get their Facebook pages shut down and some don't. What we're talking about, and this floored me, is I didn't realize that there are fans out there of animal cruelty, and these are animal cruelty sites that are putting up Facebook posts.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I like to believe that most of society, most of humanity is good, but of course there are bad people, and if somebody wanted to put up a page about how they hate hamsters or whatever and just comment on that, it really wouldn't bother me. But when they start showing graphic images of tortured dogs, cats, when they start encouraging that, when they start threatening for public executions, then that gets my attention.
Public executions?
Yes. I can give you an example of that. Just last week, actually, this is what Ward and I started talking about. There was a page called Ban Dogs Now, Especially Pit and Staffy Types. Pit bulls, of course, and staffies are another big type of dog. Now, this page went up, I'm thinking, sometime in May, and people had been reporting on this particular page since May to Facebook, as violating their community standards, because it had a picture on their page of a decapitated dog that was being boiled alive. And
oh my God!
Yeah, and Facebook said it did not violate their community standards. Of course it does, if you read their graphic content and how they feel about
violence. Okay, if Facebook looked at that, I don't care what it says in writing, if anyone at Facebook looked at that picture and went, no, it's probably okay, then that's a huge problem in itself.
Well, that brings us to another point. The question is anybody really looking when you complain to Facebook? Keep in mind, as of their first quarter report of 2014, so the end of March, they had approximately 6,800 total people working for the company worldwide. They have offices around the world. This is they make like $250 million a quarter. So this is a billion-dollar company. So they only have like 6,800 people working worldwide. So, and they report, and they told a reporter from the New York Observer. Actually, they told the New York Observer in 2013 that they get about a million content complaints a week. Wow. So, how many people do you really think are looking at the complaints that you send in? Or is anybody looking at them?
Well, and how come they're so quick to shut down
boobies?
Like, yeah, potential booby pictures.
They're not. I mean, you guys told a couple stories where pictures were taken down, but I mean, we just did something that the New York Post picked up, where they allow all these pedophile and bestiality and child porn and incest pages. There's no rhyme or reason. Now, this was just told to me yesterday. I have to verify this to be sure, but it might be computers at this point just looking at your complaints.
Yeah.
There used to be, when you would send in a complaint to Facebook, say, hey, I think I saw a picture of Ward's nipple, and I think it violates community standards. And they would write back to you and say, well, it doesn't violate community standards. There used to be a page where you could write back and give feedback and argue your case. Go, well, no, this is why I think it does. And then they would reconsider. Facebook did away with that. You can never get in contact with the real person at Facebook.
Yeah.
So last week, and this is what Ward and I started discussing last week, which he was blown away from. And honestly, I was too. I don't look for these pages. I mean, they get brought to my attention, and then I do more investigation, and I get appalled, just like, you know, you guys do. But it was on this site, the Ban Dogs Now, Especially Pit and Staffy Types. And I told you about what was reported a couple months ago, and people were trying feverishly to get this page removed. Well, last week, they had a picture of a man wearing a vest, and it said police on the vest. I'm sure he wasn't a police officer, holding a poodle with a gun to the poodle's head, saying, I'm going to kill this dog in 24 hours, and if you want, I'll send you a live feed so you can watch the killing of the dog. I was mortified by this, and I reported. I don't report a lot of things. I let other people report. I don't generally report. I reported this because I wanted to see what Facebook would do, and I, of course, within a couple hours, very quickly, they responded, it does not violate community standards. And then the next morning, it was gone. But the point is, you said, well, who is actually looking at this? How could anybody say that this doesn't violate community standards? I'm willing to say I don't think anybody looks at it, because if you just looked at the picture that I just described where we're talking about a public execution, this same page is also planning on holding an event in Washington, D.C., where they're going to be publicly executing pit bulls, and you can sign up to join the event.
So it sounds like they just automatically sends a message saying, like, this doesn't violate anything, and then maybe eventually if it gets enough hits or something like that,
it's
if they get...
It's not even number. You know, you would think numbers. I don't think it is numbers, because these pages have been reported hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. That pedophile page that was taken down and I alluded to earlier was reported to hundreds and hundreds of times over weeks. I really think at this point it's bad publicity. I'll give you an example. I tweeted out that I'm going to be coming on your show, and that we're going, or just a couple hours ago, and that we're going to be talking about animal cruelty pages, and I tagged Facebook in it. Now, a page that has been up for several weeks called Your Dog Sucks, which has just gruesome things on, I could tell you if you guys want, mysteriously disappeared within like an hour, 2 hours of me tweeting that and tagging Facebook on it.
Hmm.
So, listen, I mean...
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
It does seem like the rules for violence are way more lenient than the rules for nudity on Facebook.
But that's not true, because there's all these porn pages, and there was this... You're not going to find as many things if you look for a page called Triple X, because a lot of times they'll censor out. They'll censor out the breasts or whatever other genitalia. But there are other pages. There are these adding pages where people like to add Facebook friends and followers, especially a lot of teens for whatever reason. And they like to add all these people. And then on these pages, you'll see a lot of nudity, a lot of calls for escorts, a lot of people grooming underage boys and girls into sexual acts, a lot of self-pics of genitalia and everything. And these pages get reported time and time and time again. And Facebook doesn't remove it, or if they do remove it, it takes weeks instead of right away, or it takes months, and you wonder why. What's going on?
Well, and like you said, it would be one thing if this was like some random website you do or you don't visit, but this is a billion-dollar company that hundreds of millions of people are on. What is the Facebook user number now? I mean, how many people are on Facebook now? Isn't it something like the population of America?
Yeah, I think it's something. Yeah, that's the number that sticks in my head, like 300 million. And it's growing. Facebook is growing. And remember, the lifeline of Facebook is getting young users. That's how Facebook started. You know, it started with Zuckerberg, you know, to get college kids. And now they try to get them younger and younger. And remember, now Facebook is like, well, it's the type of place where grandma and grandchild can talk safely on Facebook. They put this squeaky clean image out there, which you would see in their community standards and Mark Zuckerberg's vision for the company. But there's this whole underbelly that people don't know about. And my point is, listen, you can have it one of two ways. You can either take down your community standards and it can be the wild, wild west, which is fine. It's a private company. Or you can enforce your community standards, because you have people who don't know what's on there. You have advertisers who don't know what's on there. You got to remember, they have some of the biggest companies in the world, like Walmart, Citicorp, HSBC Bank. All these corporations are advertising on Facebook, and do you really think they want to be associated with this garbage?
It's true. You're absolutely right. It's true.
And the way I tell people to really get involved is you got to go after the advertisers. You got to tell the advertisers, you got to take screenshots of what you see. If it violates their community standards, you send it to the advertiser. Go, listen, this is what you're paying for. And if you guys don't start making Facebook enforce their community standards, we're going to boycott your product. And I was just talking to an advocate of because advocates are starting to seek me out. And they've actually Clorox has pulled back. Some people that fight pedophilia have been successful in getting some of these banks and other companies to pull back on their advertising and everything. So it does work. It just takes numbers. And Facebook hates bad publicity and bad press. I mean, that's why you see, you know, there was that, I'm sure you guys remember, that was that story a couple of weeks ago about that cheerleader in Texas who went on this African safari. You guys know this? Yeah.
Yep.
So she posted all her pictures of animals and everything. And listen, I'm not a hunter. I'm not pro-hunter. But her animals were legally killed. She went on a legal safari.
Yeah.
But they started getting all this bad press that they took the pictures down. For what? She didn't violate anything.
Yeah. So they care more about what's sort of in the court of public opinion than they do about actually monitoring what's going on their sites.
Yeah. I mean, another example happened a couple of weeks ago. You guys familiar with the police officer that was killed in Jersey City a few weeks ago?
Yeah. All right. Tell everyone a little bit about it, though.
All right. So there's this police officer. He was killed in Newark. He was a rookie cop, about 23 years old. Didn't even get out of his squad car. He was killed by a guy who said, I want to become famous. He went into a pharmacy, assaulted the security guard, took his gun, killed the police officer. Then other police officers came and killed this guy. There's a whole backstory on this guy. This guy's name is Lawrence Campbell. So this Facebook page was created as a memorial to Lawrence Campbell, this guy who killed the police officer and everything. But the Facebook page was actually within the standards of the community standards of Facebook. It asked for the police to peacefully hand down their weapons. It never said to kill any police. It was very anti-police. There was a lot of derogatory humor towards the police, like they had a police officer riding on a pig, which is, you know, a derogatory term for the police. Definitely anti-police, but it was well within the community standards. We discussed it on my show, Davin's Den and everything, and we're like, well, I guess whoever created this site, you know, did it within the community standards, so it should stay, because the community standards, one of the things is that that Facebook is a place to discuss issues and challenge institutions, and people feel this way. I mean, we don't like the page, but it should stay. Well, there was a whole public outcry against this particular Facebook page, even though it was well within community standards, that within 24 hours and, like, about 500 likes, it was gone. So they don't even stand by their own community standards.
Yeah, it seems like no one's at the wheel.
Well, it does seem like. You know what? That's a great analogy. It does seem like no one's at the wheel, and nobody really challenges Facebook on this. I mean, I would love to get into one of these meetings where Zuckerberg gives one of his speeches and receives all these accolades for being a swell guy, and just ask him, hey, man, do you even know what's on your platform now? I would love to ask him that, but they won't let me get close to him.
And the whole company has less than 7,000 employees.
Yeah. Less than 7,000 employees. So they can't even keep up with it. And, you know, as you guys know, if you hire more employees, that means you make less profits. And this is a publicly traded company. So
yeah.
it's all about the bottom line.
Yeah. Huh. It's fascinating stuff, Davin. Are you going to be talking about this week on your show?
We're going to do a little bit about this week, probably. Actually, the big thing on this week's show, I mean, we always do scammers, which you mentioned earlier. We always deal with scammers and trying to find the crimes, and then, of course, scamming the scammers. The big thing, though, this week is we're going to be having an interview with one of your former coworkers, Mr. Anthony Cumia, is going to be on our show this week.
Anthony Cumia, that name sounds familiar.
He was on a little show, Opie and Anthony. Something happened. I think social media was involved. I think maybe he put out some tweets, and he was attacked, and he wasn't working there all of a sudden. So
that seems to happen lately.
So yeah, Anthony Cumia from Opie and Anthony was got into a bit of a scuffle in Times Square.
Well, I don't think it's really a scuffle when only one person's doing the hitting. At least that's the story.
Right. Yeah. And he took to Twitter and expressed his outrage, and was fired from SiriusXM.
Yeah.
And now the Opie and Anthony show continues without him currently. Is this his first interview since that happened?
He was on Fox News' Red Eye. I think he did one other terrestrial radio show based out of D.C., but this is definitely going to be one of his first interviews. And you got to understand the situation that our show has with Anthony. First of all, he's, like, very, very close friends with my co-host, Joe Curry. They've known each other for 20-some-odd years.
Right.
And we also used to do our show from his studio. So
from Anthony Cumia's studio.
From Anthony Cumia's home studio, The Compound.
Wow.
So we know him a little better, which kind of puts me in a weird situation, but I'm going to ask him the questions that need to be answered and everything, and I think we can get a little bit more out of him. Like Howard Stern, another co-worker of yours, was quite adamant that Opie should have quit and that he doesn't care about Anthony. But Howard Stern is kind of like the grandfather of all these type of shock jocks and everything. So I'm going to ask Anthony what he really thinks about Howard Stern, because now that he's not working at Sirius, he could probably go on the record about that.
Well, where can people find this Howard Stern guy?
You know, I think I don't know. I thought I saw it like in a smoke signal, but I think he's on Sirius XM channel 100 and 101. I think he's kind of important because they gave him two channels.
Yeah, but people don't really pay attention to that middle of the dial area when it comes to Sirius
XM.
No,
they like to go higher.
Yeah, you got
to
be up near the 200s.
I know I have like 15 presets in my car, and every one of them is set to 167.
good man. Good man.
That's just me, though. I don't, you know, maybe some people go to Canada Laughs. I don't know, but.
I'm just impressed to know your career is going well enough that you now have a car.
I didn't say it was going well enough. I didn't say it runs.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Davin, where can they find out more about Davin's Den, which is an excellent live internet radio show, everybody? If you get the chance, you really need to listen to it. I mean, you guys do broadcast live, but then it podcasts throughout the week.
Yeah, we're you can listen anywhere in the world, you know, America, Germany, even Canada. So it's kind of cool that way. You can go to davinsden.com, davinsden.com. You can listen live tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, it'll be up the following day on our site, on iHeartRadio, which you guys don't get in Canada. Shame on you guys. iTunes, and all over the place.
Well, we'll tweet it out, I know a lot of people will be interested to hear Anthony tell the story, because when the news broke here, a lot of people were tweeting us about it and asking about it. So I'm sure people will find that interesting. And it's always fun to listen to you scamming scammers.
Yes. Things are heating up between me and my African girlfriend. This has been going on. Oh, Jesus.
Are you getting married?
Well, she did ask. She did ask a couple of months ago. We did do a video chat.
What?
Yeah, which is unheard of in the when you deal with scammers. They don't usually do their real selves on a video chat, but we accomplished that several times, actually, and with several scammers. And she would like a diamond ring.
Wow.
So I don't know. This might.
That's more than your actual wife gets.
Well, yes. But, you know, listen, my actual wife does not have the melanin that this girl has, so I want to have darker children. So I might have to go to Ghana.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
But you know what? If I do go to Ghana, I will be certainly sure to invite Allison Dore and Ward Anderson.
How kind.
Always a pleasure talking to you, pal.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Check out davinsden.com, everybody. And interesting about Facebook, it really does seem like it's become this monster, and there's almost nobody working there.
Yeah, no. And Zuckerberg doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
I love how Davin's like, I'd love to get in one of those meetings. No, he doesn't care.
No.
He's like, Kim, just going to go cry into my house made of money.
Yeah, Zuckerberg. Hey, you know, there's problems with, hold on a second. Just tosses a wad of cash at you and goes, go away now.
Let's complain to Zuckerberg then.
Yeah. All right, everybody. This is Ward and Al. Stick around. We'll be right back.